Welcome to Bible Talk, the program that gives Bible answers to Bible questions. This program is brought to you by the St. James Church of Christ in St. James. Your speaker is Lynn Huggins, preacher with the St. James Church of Christ.
The title of my lesson this morning is, It is Hard to Go to Hell. You know, to talk about hell is not a very popular thing to talk about today. A lot of people are willing to talk about heaven, but they don't want to talk about hell. But the fact is, Jesus talked a lot about hell. One of those places is in Mark 9, verse 43. Jesus said, If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life maimed, rather than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that shall never be quenched. Jesus here is talking about a place that is so horrible that a person should take drastic measures in this life to keep from going there. Jesus, in essence, is saying, whatever it takes to keep from going to hell, do it. If Jesus is truly Lord, then hell is a real place, a place where we don't want to go. And yes, it is easy to go to hell. In Matthew 7, verses 13 and 14, Jesus said there are two ways we may travel in life, a narrow way or a broad way. He says, Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction, and there are many who enter through it. For the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life, and there are few who find it. Now notice, the way to destruction or hell is broad. It is not that restrictive. You can live the way you want to live, do whatever you want to do. As a matter of fact, Jesus says that most of the people are going down that way. Yes, there is a sense in which it is easy to go to hell. But I want to suggest to you also that in some ways it is hard to go to hell. There are some obstacles in your way to hell. These are obstacles that God has put in your way to keep you from going there. God has placed roadblocks along the way because He does not want you to go to hell. Let's look at some of these roadblocks. First of all, there is God's love. God desires all men and women to be saved and go to heaven. Paul said in 1 Timothy 2 and verse 4 that God desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. No man who has been created by God has been designed by God to go to hell. They have been designed by God to go to heaven. The reason man goes to hell is because of sin. When man chooses to commit sin, that sin separates him from God. Isaiah said to the children of Israel, But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden His face from you, so that He will not hear. Isaiah 59, verse 2. Romans 6, verse 23 says, For the wages of sin is death. Wages is what we earn. We earn death, eternal separation from God in hell because of our sins. When we commit sin, justice demands that we be punished for our sins. But God loves sinful man. He wants to have fellowship with man and does not want him to go to hell. So there's a problem. God does not want us in hell, yet when we sin, justice demands that we go there. But because God loves us, He provided a way whereby we can be forgiven of our sins and have fellowship with God. But how can God forgive us of our sins and be just in doing it? Well, that is accomplished through the death of His Son. In Jesus' death on the cross, He paid the price for our sins, thus satisfying the demands of justice and making it possible for God to forgive us. Because of God's love for us, expressed in the death of His Son, we now can be saved from sin and be able to go to heaven and live with a holy God. Paul said in Romans 5, verses 8 and 9, But God demonstrates His own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. Because God desires that none of us go to hell, what He has done is that He has blocked the path with the cross of Christ. He has blocked the path with His love. It seems that the view that some people have of God is that He is in heaven looking down on man, just waiting for them to mess up so that He can bring His wrath down upon them. Well, dear listener, that is not the God of the Bible. Throughout Scripture, we see God agonizing over the thought of man being punished for his sins. In Ezekiel 18, verses 31 and 32, the Lord says to the house of Israel, "Cast away from you all the transgressions which you have committed, and get yourself a new heart and a new spirit. For why should you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of the one who dies, says the Lord God. Therefore turn and live." Titus 2 and verse 11 says, "The grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men." So, here's a roadblock to hell: God's love and grace. But there are some people who ignore God's love for them. They walk around it. They don't want to think about it, and so they continue in their path toward destruction. They are ones like Paul described in Romans 2 and verse 4. "Or do you despise the riches of His goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance?" Dear friend, those who go to hell have to ignore and refuse the love and goodness of God. Well, another roadblock that God puts in the way to hell is His Word, the Bible. In John chapter 16, Jesus tells the apostles that after He departs from them, the Holy Spirit, also called the Helper, will come and guide them into all truth. He said in verses 7 and 8, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send Him to you. And when He has come, He will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment." Well, how does the Holy Spirit convict the world of sin? Well, it is through the Word He has revealed. The Bible is that Word. The Bible was written by men who were moved by the Holy Spirit. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 13, "These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual." And so the words of the Bible are the words the Holy Spirit gave. Through the words of the Bible, the Holy Spirit convicts the world of sin. The Bible then has been given by God as a roadblock in our way to hell. The words of the Bible are here to convict us of sin, to instruct us in righteousness, and to motivate us to turn from our sins and obey God so we don't go to hell. Paul says, "The gospel of Christ is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek." Romans 1 verse 16. But some people will hear the word, be convicted by it, but will thrust its light from them because they don't want it. I think of Felix, who heard Paul reason about righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come. Acts 24 verse 25. He heard the Word of God, and the text says Felix was afraid. The Word of God touched his heart. But the text goes on to say that he answered, "Go away for now. When I have a convenient time, I will call for you." The Word of God was working on Felix's heart, but Felix pushed it aside and refused to obey. There's no indication that he ever did obey the Lord. Dear listener, let the Word of God, the Bible, work in your heart. Don't push this roadblock to hell aside. But another roadblock that God has put in the way to hell are Christians around you who are trying to bring you to Christ. God designed that Christians share the gospel with others so they can be saved. In Acts 8, we read of Christians being scattered from Jerusalem because of a great persecution that rose against the church there. Verse 4 says, "Therefore those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word." You see, that's what Christians do. They preach the word so that lost souls will hear it and be saved. They share the gospel with those who need it. In our listening audience today, many of you who are Christians became Christians because some other Christian shared the gospel with you. They helped lead you to Christ. Well, this is a provision God has made to keep us from going to hell. But you know, many people today avoid Christians who are trying to share the gospel with them. They see the Christian coming with their Bible and they run the other way. They view these Christians as thorns in their sides, but they are really God's attempt to keep them from going to hell. James says in James 1, verses 19 and 20, "Brethren, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins." The best friend you can have is one who will tell you the truth about the condition of your soul. Don't refuse him. Psalm 141, verse 5 says, "Let the righteous strike me, it shall be a kindness, and let him rebuke me, it shall be as excellent oil, let my head not refuse it." When someone rebukes you, trying to get you on the path to heaven, he is being kind to you. He is your friend. Don't turn him away. Let God use him to lead you to heaven. And also, God has put your conscience in your way to keep you from going to hell. Well, what is your conscience? Your conscience takes what you have been taught, and when you act contrary to what you have been taught, it will sound an alarm. It will tell you that you're doing something that you know is wrong and you better quit. Well, that's a good thing. When we are taught the truth from God's Word, our conscience will help us to live according to the truth that we have been taught. Now, when our conscience sounds the alarm, we can do one of two things. We can either let our conscience help us straighten our lives up, or we can ignore our conscience. If we continue to ignore our conscience, it will become callous, and then when we do wrong, there will be no alarm sounding to warn us. Paul writes about this in 1 Timothy 4 and verse 2 when he says of certain ones, "speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron." To have your conscience seared is to be able to commit sin without any feeling of guilt. This person is in the fast lane to hell. He got there by continuing to refuse to listen to his conscience. Your conscience is a roadblock that God has placed within you to help keep you from going to hell. If it has been properly taught, listen to your conscience. And then finally, God is also using this very moment as a roadblock to hell. If you're listening and you're not right with God, God is using this very moment as you hear these words to be a roadblock to hell. He is saying to you, "Stop, don't go any further on this road. Turn around and come to me." The Bible teaches that one reason the Lord has not come as yet is He is giving sinners time to repent. In 2 Peter chapter 3, Peter mentions that there were scoffers who were saying, "Where is the promise of His coming? He said that He's going to come, but there's no evidence He is coming." Well, Peter says to them in verse 9, "The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." Peter is saying, the Lord is coming, but He is long-suffering with sinners. The reason He has not come yet is He is giving sinners time to repent. If you are a sinner, the Lord is giving you time right now, at this moment, to repent and come and obey Him. Right now is a roadblock that the Lord has placed in your way to hell. The question is, will you go around this roadblock and continue on your way, or will you come to the Lord and obey Him? Those who go to hell by choice. They choose to reject and refuse all these roadblocks that God has placed in their way. Don't let that be you. If we can assist you in any way in your search for truth, or in your obedience to the truth, then please give us a call. We will be glad to talk with you. You may call us at 573-263-4690. That's 573-263-4690.
You have been listening to Bible Talk, brought to you by the St. James Church of Christ in St. James. You are invited to the services of the St. James Church of Christ, Sunday morning at 9:30 for Bible classes and 10:15 for worship. Sunday evening at 5 for worship. Wednesday night, Bible classes at 7.
The church building is located at 685 Sydney Street in St. James, where Sydney Street and Highway B intersect. Thank you for listening, and join us again next week at this same time for Bible Talk.